This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 12 noon following opposition protests over various issues, including the NEET paper leak case. When the Lok Sabha assembled, Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the questioner, but the opposition members raised the issue of paper leak and student protest. Mr. Birla urged the opposition to cooperate in running the house, but the opposition members continued with the protest, which led to adjournment of the Lok Sabha till 12 noon. The same scene was also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. When the proceedings began at 11 a.m., Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed grief over loss of lives during a tragic accident at the under-construction tunnel of the NHPC Teesta Stage 6 hydroelectric project in Sikkim. The House conveyed condolences to the bereaved families. After that, the Chairman allowed the Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, to speak on the matter he wants to raise. Mr. Kharge raised the issue of student protest over the NEET issue. But due to uproar by the opposition and treasury benches, the upper house was adjourned till 12 noon. The Indian Navy inducted the second anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft of the Mahe class INS Malvan at Karwar in Karnataka today. This is a significant achievement in India's indigenous warship building. Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, Chief of the Air Staff, was the chief guest at the ceremony. Speaking on this occasion, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh appreciated the Navy for its efforts towards Atmanirbharta and said that INS Malvan will play a crucial role in maritime security of the country's coastal region. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, has informed that 16 metro stations have been closed till further instructions due to security reasons in the national capital. These include Lok Kalyan Marg, Rajiv Chowk, Patel Chowk, Ramakrishna Ashram Marg, Barakhamba Road, Supreme Court, Seva Tirth, Janpath, Mandi House, Central Secretariat, ITO, Delhi Gate, Indraprasth, Khan Market, Jorbagh and Shivaji Stadium. However, DMRC noted that the interchange facility will remain available at Rajiv Chowk, Mandi House and Central Secretariat. In Sikkim, search and rescue operations is on for the third day today to evacuate people trapped inside the under-construction tunnel of the NHPC Teesta Stage 6 hydroelectric project at Samardung in Namchi district. Official sources said that 12 bodies have been recovered so far and 13 persons are believed to be trapped inside the ill-fated tunnel. Governor Om Prakash Mathur and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole visited the accident site yesterday. Chief Minister announced to set up a high-level inquiry to find out the causes of the incident. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today participated in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting with his counterparts from Australia, Japan and the United States in Manila in Philippines. In a social media post, he said they reviewed the Indo-Pacific landscape and discussed recent developments. He said that India is committed to a free and open Indo-Pacific with the recognition of ASEAN's centrality. On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary Marco Rubio. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi during the East Asia Summit and ASEAN Regional Forum meetings at Manila in Philippines. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized the gradual normalization of India-China relations while stressing that peace along the border remains a fundamental prerequisite for deeper bilateral cooperation. The United States has launched strikes on Iran for the 11th consecutive night as Tehran warned the U.S. against targeting its nuclear facilities. The U.S. Central Command CENTCOM has said the strikes were conducted against Iran to further degrade Tehran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier, Iran had attacked more than 30 commercial vessels transiting the strategic waterway over the past 3 months, describing the attacks as unwarranted and saying they had endangered hundreds of civilian mariners and undermined freedom of navigation. In China Open Badminton, India's PV Sindhu will take on compatriot Unnati Huda in the women's singles round of 32 in Changzhou today. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading more than 0.5% down in the forenoon session today amid geopolitical concerns. The Sensex shed 556 points at 76,914, while the Nifty fell 148 points to 24,040. And that is the end of this news bulletin.